The KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45.
Sketch up to date with Triple Team Traffic. Here's Eric Butler.
And the freeway situation is still pretty slow if you're heading southbound from South Salt Lake all the way down past the South Interchange and into Midvale. You finally get up to speed as you move into the center part of Sandy. And northbound, we do have that accident still at 114 South, and that's bunching things up as you move past 123rd South and head north. We've also got other problems. City Street crashes westbound 7800 South at 3800 West, and you as well have signal problems at 400 South at 700 East, and that's affecting every direction of traffic. Dave Meekum?
It looks like the slowdown we have in Utah County coming down between 1500 North and Main Street and Lehigh has improved a little bit, at least for the time being. You're still going to be tapping the brakes just a bit past 1500 North, but by the time you get to Lehigh Main Street, you're out of that little slowdown, Mark.
Well, we're short on wrecks, but we are starting to get packed in on the delays. Northbound I-15 in spots, rolling out of downtown to the North Interchange. The worst delays right now in Davis County, of course, between just past Parrish Lane is where they're going to start slowing all the way up to Layton Hills Mall, and that's nearly solid the entire way. And what is up with the delays? Highway 89, they're extra slow from the I-15 split up into Kaysville. And I-15 northbound, once again, pretty rough with lane restrictions in the far west area. When you think of home loans, think America First. First, low fixed interest rates, no origination fees, and flexible terms. Apply at AmericaFirst.com or stop by any branch. Equal housing lender, Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.